So based on the same program of research, we've also looked. We took a closer look at infant injury. Again, no disclosures, same co-authors, same funding. I'll skip the background and the MIHP description. The purpose was, again, to assess the MIHP effectiveness in reducing infant injuries in the first year of life. And the motivation, which comes later, but I'll just say now, the motivation was in early, when we looked at early results, we've realized that the MIHP participants, their infants actually are more likely to have had an injury in the first year of life and have more, you know, as a count, have more injuries altogether in the first year of life compared to matched non-participants. So we said, okay, we want to take a closer look and see what may be behind that. Population and data is the same 2011 Medicaid-insured birth cohort. The only difference is, since we looked at infants in the first year of life, and the outcome is based on Medicaid claims, the analytical sample is those infants with complete data and continuous Medicaid eligibility for the first year of life. So that's why it's a bit lower than the sample in my prior presentation. We've used the same two different MIHP participation indicators. Remember, the first one is simply yes if the mother participated at all during pregnancy and no otherwise. And the second one, we focused on those who enrolled early and had a more meaningful participation, meaning that they received those at least three additional contacts during pregnancy. The same baseline covariates and the same matching process. What I will spend a minute on is how we define injury episodes. So counting the claims is injury claims. So first we identified injury claims based on a long list of ICD-9 codes. And then based on the literature, we defined injury episodes. And the difference between simply counting claims versus episodes is, I'll describe in briefly how we define an episode. So if there were multiple claims with diagnoses within 6 months, and I'll show you the categories later a bit, then we said, okay, that's counted as one episode. If they had multiple injury claims, but in different categories, think one was a poisoning and one was a fracture, if they come within 7 days, we still consider those as one episode. And this is based on what others used in the literature previously. In terms of analysis, the same matching based on using the propensity score. And then we compared the participants with the matched non-participants in terms of whether or not they had injuries and the count of injury episodes. I'm simply showing the fact that using the first MIHP definition or the second, we've managed to balance the baseline covariates. So there's essentially no difference between participants and the matched non-participants. This was the driver of the paper. The fact that when we looked at the percentage of infants with any injury in the first year, using either the first definition or the second definition, the yes column, the participant column, there was a higher percentage of infants who had at least one injury episode in the first year compared to the mesh non-participants. We then looked into more detail at, well, how many episodes did these infants have? And in each of those categories, so those are percentages of infants with one episode, two episode, three episodes during the first year of life, they're all higher for those who participated compared to the matched non-participants. Then what we did, and again, this is based on prior literature, we said, okay, where are those differences and why are we seeing those differences? And what we're seeing, I'm trying to summarize here because I think we're within 2 minutes probably, essentially, if you focused on the category that's the most prevalent, most injuries were categorized as superficial contusions. And that's where we see a statistical significant difference, meaning that's where we see, that's one category, and it's the largest, where we see that the participant infants had more episodes, and it's the same if you look at the episode rates or the percentage of infants. Other categories that showed differences were this foreign body injury category and the open wounds. This is, by the way, using the first simple yes-no MIHB definition. Yes as in any services, no services. Then when we looked at those whose mothers enrolled early, remember those had more pronounced benefits, in more benefits actually, the only statistical differences remain again in the superficial injuries. So we're seeing more superficial injuries in among participants compared to the matched non-participants. And we also see at the category of the, you know, foreign body injury, they ingested something or they stuck something into their nose. All the other ones are not significant. So there are no significant differences. The one thing I will mention is that although not significant, the second largest category, poisoning, shows fewer of those episodes for the participants in the program. So I'll end here to say that the participants had more injury episodes in the first year of life versus the matched control group. This is similar to a finding based on, so this was similar to a paper that evaluated the nurse family partnership program. Similar to that paper, we also found that the majority of the injuries were superficial, and the difference is mostly accounting by the fact that there were more superficial injuries among participants. In terms of potential mechanisms from MIHP to seeing more injuries, we're thinking, well, maybe these, you know, the mothers who participated just have a higher general health-seeking behavior, they have more encounters with the health system in general, they have a better ability to navigate the health system, or simply because of the high, you know, they see increased surveillance of families in MIHP, they're more encouraged to take their children for these injuries. And I'll stop.